right. Thank you, Terry. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Chris.
All right. Awesome. Well, is this Tommy?
Hey, Chris. Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Tommy?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. I'm excited. Today's the last day of work. We do have we have tomorrow and Friday off, so it's been a, you know, it's been a pretty crazy week. And so I know you were speaking to Tara. One of the things I wanted to mention is we do have a Black Friday special. Today's the last day, so all of our packages we have are 50%, and we do waive a huge percentage of the setup fee. So essentially, what we do here is, I know you got a couple of things online. I did a deep search on the company. You do have a Google Business profile. I could see that. And I also see that you have a website built for the business. It looks like your Google Business profile is pretty much new. Is that correct? Did you just get that set up? Okay, that makes sense. Got it. Okay. And then the website, beautiful website, by the way, and it looks like you're doing a lot of things like, you know, land clearing, excavation, you know, landscaping, other different services as well, which is good. Here's the thing, right? Having a Google Business profile, having a website, it's all great. Those are all really good things to have in place. The most important thing that we offer here is the programming, right? So, you know, it's just, if you have a website or you know, like a Google Business profile, it's like, I kind of consider it like a billboard in the middle of the desert, right? Like, if you don't have traffic going to it, if you don't have people looking at your website, looking at your profile, it's kind of hard to find your business, right? So where we come in is we get your company programmed in. Just to give you an example, right? If I were to type in excavation in your own backyard, you have companies like Ed Nuck, I think that's Cook. I don't know. Excavation Incorporated. I don't know. Yeah. And they're horrible. I'm just going to say it. They only have one star. And that's it. Only one star. not even five. So they're going to boot it out the first page. Plus they don't have a website. So that's going to be game over for them for sure. You got Morales Excavation, American Land Management LLC, Jay Montovi, O'Hallen or something like that. Anyways, Steve Excavation and Done Right Excavating. They just literally got on. Someone actually just programmed them very, very like recently on Google. Those are the companies that are coming up when I type in excavation in your own city. You're in Hamlet, right?
Yeah, Carmel.
Yeah, Carmel. Yeah. Gotcha. So that's just kind of the companies that are popping up. So what we do, the reason why you're probably not seeing a lot of traction from Google is because, you know, it's just not being optimized, right? And your company's not showing up. And it's understandable. You're fairly new, obviously, to your Google Business profile. But you could definitely 100% outrank a lot of these guys just by doing a couple things, right? You already have one in place, which is your website. The other thing is start getting reviews on Google. That's one of the things I highly recommend for your business, because right now on your Google Business profile, there's not many reviews, or there's none, just to be frank, right?
Right.
And then another thing is getting more pictures on your Google Business profile as well. So that's where we come in. What we do is we have two options available for the Black Friday. We have a kind of a pay-per-lead service, and then we also do have like a flat rate. The pay-per-lead, I don't know if you ever heard of Google Verified.
No.
Okay. So Google Verified basically is, it's a pay-per-lead service, and Google came up with this service about, I would say, 2 years ago. Google saw that other companies like Angie's Home Advisor were selling leads, so they decided to go their own way, their own route with leads. It is a little expensive, but it's definitely worth it. So you're looking at $53 a lead if you were to go that route, and they think they require a minimum of 13 leads in your area to get started. And then you have the other option is just to have your Google Business profile optimize and getting ranked on the first page of Google. So I feel like these two options would be great for the business. Both options also include, you know, Facebook marketing. So we have Facebook retargeting ads. We put you on Yelp, Bing, which is another search engine. And then we also put you on Apple Maps, right, for those people looking through their iPhone. So the goal here is to really get you to come up when people are looking for the type of services you offer. And the good thing is that you're not limited in keywords. We can get you up to, you know, 17 to 20 keywords which essentially boils down to, you know, the services you offer, right? So on here, your website, you have development and maintenance, right? So excavation, grading, septic, right? That all that good stuff. And then landscaping, you know, custom landscaping, new property, installations and grading and so forth, right? So those can be different keywords that are being optimized on Google for you to show up on that first page. Now, if companies like, you know, that company, Ed Excavation Incorporated, if they have one review and they can get themselves on that first page, I mean, without a doubt, we'll rank them. And then there's another company called Done Right Excavating. They're going to get booted out here pretty soon because Google looks at a different – you heard of them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay, right.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they're ranking there and people are see, these guys are the guys getting calls for those types of services, right? And that just within that same kind of ballpark of landscaping, land clearing, right? Grading, resloping, those would be within that landscaping kind of keyword search, right? So that's what we'll do. We'll link all the keywords and we'll program each keyword independently as well. Okay. Now, the business is insured. I saw that on your website. Are you licensed as well?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, got it. So, all right, that's beautiful. And that's another huge advantage that you have and some of your competitors might not. You know, there's a lot of people that you don't necessarily have to be licensed and insured on, you know, to get programming on Google. But it does help a lot just because people have that, you know, that just warm, fuzzy feeling that you're a legitimate company. You went that extra mile to really get your
business. Well, we do a lot of work for, like, condos and stuff like that. A lot of the places we work, they require it. You know, I send them by a court page. And,
exactly.
My work in comp and everything. I got to forward all that.
And that's good. I mean, looking at the website, you don't mess around. You look like you got big machinery, like heavy-duty stuff, right? So, it definitely looks like you know what you're doing. So as far as the pricing, right, so the two packages. So if you were to go the Google Verified route, you know, once again, that's a pay-per-lead service. I did mention it was about $53 a lead, and they're requiring a minimum of 13 leads to get into that platform. Let's see what it would be for 13 leads under their platform. You're looking at $922. That's if you were to go to the lead route, okay? You can always upgrade to that package. That package starts at $549 because there's a $250 application fee to go through your background and all that good stuff, okay? You could always go that route down the line. The other package that I have in place is $398. There's a $99 setup fee, and it's $299 every month after that. So that's the package to get you ranked on Google. It'll get you on Facebook and other platforms. But those are the two different options you have. If you want to start just to get your company programmed and optimized, the $398 package is definitely sufficient, and then you can always upgrade into the ideal package, which would be the leads. But once again, it's up to you and your budget. But usually, you know, the Black Friday special, your packages are either $600 plus a $299 setup fee, or the other package at $549, it's usually almost $1,200 plus there's another setup fee for that. That's what it's doing for the packages, getting you at a 50%. And if you're looking for those jobs, I mean, just in a 30-day kind of time frame, I think you're able to travel for clients a little bit as well, right? You're able to maybe, would you say 50 miles or a little bit less?
Yeah, probably a little less. 50's kind of, I mean, it obviously it depends on the job, you know.
On the job? Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to, you know, because mobilization is expensive for moving equipment.
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah.
So it's not, you know, so you have to.
It's got to make sense. It's got to make sense.
Kind of selective, yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure. So, for example, in a 30-mile radius, just for landscaping, that's going to encompass all the other services you offer. There's been 1,213 searches, right? And you could get more granular on each specific service, but you know, I'm not saying you're going to receive, you know, 1,213 phone calls, but, you know, the people that are capitalizing on those phone calls and getting those jobs are those companies that I just named. And to be honest with you, there's looking at their websites and looking at what they have going on, they're not as well structured as you are, right? So that's a big book of business that you're missing out on, you know, new customers and so forth. That's something that, you know, we can definitely help you out with, right? And the difference between this is there's no long-term commitment. You're not, you don't have to stick with our company for a year. You know, all we ask is for a 3-month verbal agreement to see the results. And once again, you can definitely, see how the service works compared to other services you may have tried or you have currently, right? You know,
so
having
let's talk about that. A three-month verbal. So
sure.
What does that?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, you know, we ask you to stick with our company for 3 months. So the reason for that is because obviously there's programming that goes into it. We just want you to give us an opportunity to get the results, you know, needed for you to see, you know, the results that we're going to provide for you, right? You could cancel with, you know, any time, but we just ask us, hey, give us about 3 months to get things going, to get you optimized, to get your ranking on Google, in order for us to show you what we can do. Also, you're going to have a tracking and reporting system, and we actually have a Local Splash app, which is, you could download through your iPhone or Android, and then you could see all the results that's happening with your campaign as well, right? So we're not one of the very few companies that actually has an application, that you could download through iPhone or Android. So that's pretty much what it's saying in a nutshell, right?
Hmm.
Yeah, because to get you optimized on Google, just so you know, a Google partner, you know, it's anywhere from 45 to 90 days. It would depends, right, to get you ranking and optimized. For any other company that's not a Google partner, it could take up to 6 months to a year. I've seen companies even take more than a year. So it just depends on what company you go with. And then, you know, another thing that I wanted to mention is that as far as outranking some of your competitors, that's where we would be able to come in and get your ranking further. Like, once again, I named a couple companies. I think you knew one of them. They're not doing so well. So if these guys are getting optimized by other companies that are not partners, we can definitely outrank them. The goal here is to get you ranking so when people are looking for your services, you're to be found, right? And that's the most important thing.
Okay.
Yes.
So I was just telling the other, your coworker there that just like 3 days ago, I just signed up for Angie, with Angie and Mom.
Mm-hmm.
So I think today is my first day that they're releasing my information. So I would get a bill from you every month. $400, say,
what'd
you say?
No. So to start, the Black Friday special is, so usually our package, for the package that I'm offering you, if you were to go through with the programming, the SEO work, our normal price is $599, and there's a $299 setup fee. Matter of fact, let me send you a text message on our partnership with Google and our pricing page as well. You can check it out as we speak. But, yeah, usually the pricing is up there. What we're doing today for Black Friday is, or we started it on Monday, is getting a 50% discount of all of our packages. So this package, instead of going for $600, it's $299, and we're waiving $200 off your setup fee. The setup fee is to get you all the programming done in all the different platforms. So we have technicians working with Google to make sure that you're being programmed and optimized correctly, and obviously that takes time and money. So with that being said, you after this month, next month it would be $299. And that way you can compare apples to apples, right? I mean, well, not really apples to apples because it's a different service. So apples to oranges, let's just say, right? And you can see what well, here's the thing, right? So I've been here for 7 years, Tommy, right? And with Angie and Home Advisor and Thumbtack, you can actually do this yourself right now as we speak. If you were to go on Google right now, the browser, and you were to type in, you know, excavation services, right? Just to do a search. You're going to have the people coming up in the map section. Then you're going to have the organic listing, which is the listing that they pay for. So what they do is genius. They pay for a service on Google, and then they're selling the leads to you and some of your competitors, right? That's what it's really doing. And that's how they make a huge profit, and that's a genius idea. So that's why Google said, hey, you know what? These guys are using my service to sell leads. Why don't I just sell leads directly? Like, why pay a middleman? So that's why they came about 2 years with the Google Verified, which is a pay-per-lead service, and it's an amazing service. So once again, it's an okay platform, and there's a lot of commercials and marketing that they do, but at the end of the day, you know, you're kind of, you know, you're promoting your company through their business, right? Here, and being optimized, you're promoting your company as a sole entity. And even with referrals, I'm glad that you have your Google Business profile up and running. But one of the things I highly recommend when we get you programmed is getting the reviews. So we do have a review generating tool, Tommy, to send over to your clients, even past clients, or you can be friends and family, where you can get reviews on Google, and it'll take them directly to your Google business profile, and they can leave a review directly from there. They don't even have to type anything. They just have to click on the 5 stars. And what that does for you is, I mean, it's significant because, you know, let me ask you a question, Tommy. When you're looking for a restaurant or you're looking for a hotel, like, where do you search and what do you look for?
Yeah, just good food, local good foods.
Yeah, and then, let me ask you a question. If that restaurant has 1 star, would you go there, Tommy?
No, of course not.
Exactly, right? So that's what people do, right? They look at reviews, and just like the excavation company, have 1 star, you know, out of the 5, I would avoid calling them, right? It's just it wouldn't draw my attention. But if you have, you know, 5 stars and you got, you know, your website and everything lined up, then it's like, okay, well, this guy knows what he's doing. He has the proper machinery. He's licensed and insured, like, I'm doing business with Tommy, right? That is what we do as humans, right? We kind of pick and choose who we want to go with depending on what they have online. So that's what we're going to be able to create for your business. And, you know, one job will definitely pay for this for, you know, a few months, if not the year, depending on what size job you get, right?
Sure. Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, it sounds wonderful, but I think I'm gonna pass her right now. Because we are kind of busy right now, and I just signed up at Angie, and I'm just heading into winter. I'm just not looking for any extra bills right now, you know.
Right.
So I want to think about it. I don't want to make any decisions today, but I think I'm just going to pass for right now. I got my plate full, and we're doing okay. So. I just, I appreciate the phone call, and I have your number, and I'll definitely, keep you guys in mind, and I like where you guys are going, but I think I'm going to think about it, but I'm likely just going to pass for a little while.
Gotcha. So let me ask you a question. Is it the price? Cause you mentioned a couple of things, right? Let me understand what you just mentioned. You said a price. Because you said that you have a lot of bills, so you don't want to have more bills coming through. And then you also mentioned you have your plate full. So,
yeah.
Okay, gotcha. So, you know, it's, as far as pricing, I completely understand how it's like, you know, you don't want this to be another bill for you, right? At the end of the day, you want something that's going to definitely self-generate more income, mm-hmm. you know, on a monthly basis. I might be able to do something for you, Tommy. I mean, this is just a far stretch, and we're actually working half day today. If I can waive your setup fee and just get you at $299, that can possibly help you. And once again, you don't have to, like, stay with the program, you know, for any type of long-term commitment, right? You're going to see how it works, and it's going to generate those jobs. Sometimes what happens is a lot of clients that I talked to in the past 7 years is, you know, this program, sometimes when they're really needed, they don't have it in place. But what happens is when they're busy and they have jobs coming in, they don't think about something like this. But what this will do in the long run, long term, it'll establish you and get you programmed so that way you can have a steady flow of customers coming in when they're looking for your services. So, you know, it's not for the dying business. It's also not for the, you know, super well-established business. It's something that you can have in place and really get you the results that you need. So those are the two things I can do for you, right? So if you have enough jobs now, you can compare both options, you know, whether it's I think it's HomeAdvisor, Angie. I'm not quite sure which one. I think they're the same company. And then you could see how this programming works through Google, you know, and then from there you could see how the results will pan out. So it's not like a super long-term commitment, but you'll be able to see the steady work that you're getting from it, especially when customers are looking for this on Google. That's where people look for. I heard anybody say, let me HomeAdvisor it, right? Usually people say, let me Google it. You know, if I would be able to do that, you know, that setup fee, if I can waive it for you, is that something that, you know, you'd consider?
So we're looking at $300?
Yeah, $299 every month. Yeah, if I waive the setup fee, yeah. So that'll save you $100 and then, you know, that'll help you out, you know. The last thing, once again, Tommy, is not putting another bill in your pocket. So, you know, you understand that, once again, it takes money to make money, but I understand you're not strapped for work right now, but, you know, this is something that's going to 100% pay for itself, especially if you're doing, you know, some of the bigger projects, right? Even, you know, an excavation job or even a custom landscaping job. I have an acre of land. I just had my backyard fully done. So I put a huge gazebo, and that was a lot of money. And I put a whole kitchen island out there, barbecue. It's just a beautiful TVs. It was just expensive, but happy wife, happy life. So I got to do what she wants. So she wanted the kitchen island out there. So, you know, it is what it is, right? But, you know, I know once again, if you get a couple jobs that coming in every single month, it'll pay for itself. And, you know, that's why the Black Friday special, it gives you that 50%. You can try the program and see how it's going to work for you. Once you see the results, once again, you'll be happy that you have this in place, right? Especially if you're ranking above some of those competitors that are not even as good as you are, right? That's the most important thing.
So if we go forward with this,
mm-hmm.
How soon will my website be?
Oh, perfect. So that's a good question. So this is the process. It's very simple. What we got to do, right, is you're already Google verified, which is great. Well, you have your Google business profile. All we would have to do is get you optimized for each and every keyword. So let's say we were to close a category with you today. What we do is I take some simple information from the business to make sure that we're optimizing the right way. I don't know if you want to stick to the keywords or the services you offer on your website. Is that what you want to do? Like every service
yeah,
you offer?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah,
you know, excavation, and maybe not so much the landscaping end of it, but more the landscaping. I mean, you know, excavation and site development.
Okay, so there's a category that you have under your website. It says development and maintenance, right? So you have excavation,
yeah,
grading, and all that. So we can definitely get you found for those keywords to start. We could also get you found for the other keywords, depending on what you want. Because at the end of the day, we're not going to guess what keywords are being typed into Google. That's where we come in as partners. We make sure that whatever people type in, you're coming up for those keywords, right? That's the most important thing. So we're Google partners. That's the most important thing. You know, we're able to get into Google, figure out what their analytics are, and figure out how people are typing in those keywords. So that's what we would be able to do. So to get you up and running, they tell us to have a 3-month verbal agreement. I've seen results as fast as, you know, 2 to 4 weeks. I mean, that's how quickly I've seen results with past clients, especially because you have your Google business profile already in place. That saves us a ton of money, because I don't know how long it took you to get Google verified. Did it take you a little while to get the?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
My IT guy kind of handled all that.
Gotcha. Okay. So it can take, you know, anywhere from 2 weeks even to have the Google business profile verified, and you already have it. So that's easy for us to get the programming done. We're also going to, so just so you know, we're also going to run Facebook retargeting ads. And how that works is when people are searching for stuff on Google, your company will automatically populate on their Facebook feed. I don't know if that's happened to you when you're looking for stuff on Amazon or Google, and then all of a sudden your, you know, whatever you were looking at pops up on your Facebook feed. I don't know if you have Facebook or social media. No?
Yeah.
Ah, got it. Okay, yeah. So we have those retargeting ads. That's part of the campaign that we're offering you. And then also we're going to put you on Yelp. Yelp is now partnered with Apple Maps. So when people are looking for stuff on Apple or Apple Maps, then your Yelp listing will come up, and it will make sure that you have your business consistent all across the internet. So we don't do any TikTok or Instagram, just so you know. That's more for like influencers. I don't think anybody looking for excavation is going to be on TikTok, right? They don't do that. It's more of like dancers and influencers and so forth. But yeah, it's fairly quickly to get it done, right? So we would have an onboarding call. You can either do it today or this afternoon, or you could do it on Monday whenever you have time with the technician. So it's very simple to get the process started. You know, I'm not asking for too much of your time. Matter of fact, we can get it started. I'll send a quick message to my supervisor if I can waive the setup fee. He's a huge sucker for the holidays, so he's leaving early. We're leaving in about 3 hours, I would say. So I'm pretty sure he can do that for me. Now, as far as the number that you were on right now, the 845-522-2260, that's the number that you actually have on your Google Business profile. That's the number that you want people to call you on, right?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, sounds good. And then as far as an email, this is not for clients to really look at your email. You might have it already in your website. Let me see if you have it here.
Yeah, my email.
Yeah, you do. Yep. Okay. Is that the good email to have contact with you?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And is your name Thomas or Tommy? It's just your full name.
Well, my official legal name is Thomas.
Thomas. Okay. You go by Tommy.
Everybody calls Tom. Yeah, Tom.
Oh.
Tom.
Okay. I'm going to put in the notes that you prefer to be called Tommy or Tom. Would you say Tommy or Tom?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Either one.
It doesn't matter. Okay. I'll just put your actual name for the account purpose, not for, you know, so that way, you know, they know that's your name, right? Your legal name. Okay, we can do that. And then as far as, you know, the address, I see an address. I think you actually have that on your Google Business profile. Do you want us to hide that address, or do you want people to go to your address?
My physical address, where I live?
Yeah, you have it. You actually have it listed on your Google Business profile. I got 633 Fair Street, right?
Yeah, that's where I live. But yeah, you can hide that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, exactly. That's one of the things we usually do. We hide it because, you know, I don't think you're a brick and mortar. So that way, if you have, it's happened where you have a disgruntled client go to someone's house. We've had that before, and that's not a good thing. Not to say you're going to have disgruntled clients, right?
Right.
But you never know. People get kind of crazy. Okay.
People are crazy.
Oh, they are. Yeah.
And people are liars. And people are liars.
Oh, they are. I just had so one thing. I've been here for about 7 years, since 2018, and had Google's very kind of strict on locksmiths and garage door openers because they have access to people's homes. But there's been a lot of fraud with those people. They're like, so that way Google does an extensive verification for licensing and so forth. So yeah, those categories are touchy. When it comes to that type of stuff, you know, but I've heard some fraud, scenarios where we signed up a company and they got caught because we're not, you know, legitimate. It's crazy. So people are deceiving for sure. Okay. As far as, you know, your, like everything you have here on your Google Business profile, you have hours of operation. You have 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., right? And then you have Saturday and Sunday closed. Is that the way you want to keep it, or do you want to kind of modify it to different hours?
Yeah,
this is
mainly
for people to call you for the most part.
They can call whenever. It doesn't bother, you know. If it's a good, you know, I can, you know, for right now we could leave it like that. If it starts getting crazy or phone calls, maybe we'll revisit that in the future. But
okay, we can always modify it. Yeah, so those are pretty good hours. Not bad at all. 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Okay, so leave it at that, and then. As far as the services, so you said you don't want anything to do with landscaping, is that correct?
We don't really do much, we're planting shrubs, you know, like some of these condos I deal with a little bit, we'll plant trees for them, you know, but it's not like I'm not going on a landscaping job, you know?
Yeah.
More excavating and, you know, site development.
More hardcore,
infrastructure, you know, septic systems, you know, foundations, you know, drainage, curtain drains, footing drain, you know, that, that type of stuff. You know, that's what really we want to do is just really just do, you know, single family residential homes or like small, commercial strip malls, you know, and things like that. And I don't, if it's part of the package, if we got to go plant, you know, I don't mind planting some grass a little bit, but I don't really do much with the landscaping. I don't know much about it, you know, trees where they got to go and times of year and what they're called. And, but if, like I said, if a homeowner's like, hey, can you go here and get me a couple evergreen trees and put them in here? Well, yeah, of course we'll do that. But
Okay.
Not really our forte.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. So I did see a couple things. Okay. So I'm posting that here for sure. Debris. Did you make your website or who made your website for you? Just to curious.
A buddy of mine, Brian.
Buddy. Okay.
That's what he did. He's a designer for, he worked in the city for a bunch of years and did some stuff for Page Lumber and he used to work on the Camel cigarettes accounts and.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah. He used to be out on yachts with all the Camel girls and stuff.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's like kind of reminds like the Wolf of Wall Street type of deal where he's on the yacht.
You know. You know, enjoying the product. But he's not a smoker, so, you know.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I think I have 8 years without having a cigarette. I used to smoke a pack a day. Can you believe that?
Really?
Yeah. I smoke like crazy.
Good for you.
I'm a smoker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never got into it. I like to drink. You know, I love drinking. And, you know, I tried cigarettes. I'm like, yeah, I like drinking. Maybe, you know, you would think I was a good smoker too, but I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I have me too. That's how I started. It, you know, when you're having a couple of beers or drinks or you're having a whiskey and then I just got that habit of smoking it just, and I'm in sales, right? So, you know, that helped me kind of entice that vice. So I really got into smoking and then I quit cold turkey. Like there's people that did and I said no more. That's all strong mindset that I had, right? So, but it was so good. It was so good. After that, I didn't have a smell at all. I didn't smell like an ashtray. My car is clean. Uh-huh. My clothes are, so completely different. I'll still have a couple drinks.
When I was in the Navy, everybody smoked, you know? And I tried smoking and then I tried chewing. I'm like, everybody's chewing. They're walking around with their little spitters.
I tried that.
And I took a chew, man. I had to lay the F down, man. I was just like, I was just sweating and I was just green as shit and I'm like, what the hell am I doing to myself?
That reminds me of have you ever seen the movie The Sandlot?
Yes.
The Sandlot, where they do the chewing tobacco and they're on the ride and they just start going.
That was me. I was like, get this shit out of me. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I don't never enjoyed it, you know.
Yeah, I never went that route either. All right. So, and then for account purposes, Thomas, what is your last name?
Ganache, G-A-M-A-C-H-E.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so I got G-A-M-A-C-H-E, is that correct?
G.
Yeah, G like in, yeah, G-A, G golf. Like in a golf, right? Yeah.
Golf, Alpha, Mike, Alpha, Charlie, Hotel, Echo.
Gotcha. Okay. That's pretty sure you had to do that a couple times, right? you have your little abbreviation already for your pattern going on. Okay.
Oh yeah. I had to do that a lot in the service. First time I did it in front of my mother, I was just trying to just get the OOD to extend my leave and they couldn't, you know, phone service wasn't the greatest. My mom was looking at me like, giving them like some nuclear launch codes, you know? I'm like, wow, it's just our last name.
That's funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it looks like we got everything for the most part here. I want to look at the technician's schedule and then obviously something else fit your schedule as well. Once again, this is just to cross the T's and dot the I's. Our technicians are the people that are going to be actually programming you on Google, and they're all the notes I've entered into your, the account is just obviously to make it smoother for them and yourself too, and make that call as painless as possible. So it literally takes about 20 to 30 minutes. Would you say, let's see, would you say Monday would be good, or would you say maybe today? Monday, right? Okay.
I'm actually heading, leaving the office now, so.
Okay, cool. So we can do that.
Trying to get out the door. Monday would be good for me.
Okay, and then what time Monday would work for, you know, for that? It's literally like a 30-minute phone call, or 20 to 30 minutes, depending on if you have any questions and so forth.
Sure. The morning, what time are you guys open? 9?
We have an appointment available at 10 a.m. I don't know if that's a little late, but, 10 and onwards. 10. Okay,
yeah,
so shoot for 10. Okay. All right, so I got pretty much everything here. I got a code from my supervisor. Says Thanksgiving 2025. That's just the code. He gives me codes to put into the system so I can remove that setup fee. So we'll get you just in at the $299, which is good. Once again, it's, you know, you don't have to marry us, right? I just want to let you know that you're going to see how the results work, and it'll definitely pay for itself. Now, I do read what's called a 90-second voice verification. That's just for your protection and kind of outlining what we're going to do here. Now, as far as securing the $299, what would you like to use, a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
Well, I use my business credit card.
Got it. All right. So then give me one second. Let me just update this. And you don't speak any other language, like Spanish, right? You're only in English?
No. Very little. I know how to say "Vámonos a la cantina, muchacho."
I was about to say cerveza and baño.
Yeah, let's go to the bar, boys.
Let's go to the bar. Vámonos a la cantina. That was clean. You actually said that pretty well. I'm Hispanic. So that was very clean. I'm not gonna lie.
I gotta let lots of that one.
That's a good one. That's a good one for sure. All right. So is the business, is the billing address the same as your business address, right, or the home address? Okay, gotcha. All right. So is it a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
I think it's check it out.
Sure.
It's a Visa.
Okay, sounds good. So I'll repeat it to you for accuracy, and then we'll read that voice verification, and you're off your way. I'm going to go ahead and send you everything, your invoices, everything in writing as well, so you can have that as well as soon as we're done here as well, before we get off the call.
Okay.
All right, so whenever you're ready, I'm ready, and then I'll enter it.
Oh, the card number now?
Yes.
Oh, I thought we were going to do that on Monday.
Oh, no, so we secure the listing, and then I send you an invite for the client onboarding call for Monday.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go get my glasses.
Sure, no worries. Oh, you got to wear glasses too? I do too. I think I've been working on computers since I was 18. I'm in my early 40s, so could you just imagine the toll it takes? And I was being stubborn about the whole glasses. They're just not my cup of tea. 3 years ago, I just said, you know what? No, I can't do this anymore, because it was affecting my – working on a computer affects your vision, but I didn't think it was that bad until I started driving at night. Or reading small letters. Oh, I can't do it, so – I had to give in.
So, out of a little bit of caution, how can I verify that you are actually Google? Like what?
Oh yeah, so like, I just
kind of you kind of cold called me. And,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, you hear some nightmares.
100%. Yeah, and I want you to feel 100% comfortable. So I sent you two text messages. Before I sent you our pricing page originally, and I sent you a partnership badge. So if you put me on speaker and open up that Google, that link, it says Google Partner. So that'll take you directly to Google's website. So Google has, 40 channel partners in the U.S. and we're one of those companies. And that's impossible to falsify. So the company's Local Splash. And then, you know, I don't know if you got those two messages that I sent you earlier.
Let me see here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I do, but how can, but how can I verify that? Like what can I do to protect, like, you know, cause you know what? I mean, especially this time of year, you just hear all about just these freaking scams, right?
Yeah.
And,
so let me,
and I'm not saying you are. I don't want you to take this the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? I just, how can I verify that you are who you say you are?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
so
sending a link or something, like, these guys are, you know. So
yeah,
I'll tell you this. Like, over the mm-hmm. summer,
okay.
My wife got a phone call from her job, and she said, you know, it sounded like her son on the phone, said she rear-ended somebody, and he was on the phone with the DA, and the kid was in jail, and, you know, we had to, you know, rush and get some money and some things like that, and everything, you know, they were sending some correspondence back and forth, text messages.
Oh, I heard about that on the news.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, I mean, we lost a little bit of money, you know. My wife was freaking out and things like that, and it just turns out that it was just, you know, it was terrible, right? They said that, you know, he was on his phone, he rear-ended this woman, she was pregnant, and, you know, he was at the police station. He was going to be locked up, and, you know, they were on the phone with the DA and things like that. And then it turned out that they escalated the charges because the woman that was pregnant, she lost the baby. So now it got escalated, you know, to more charges.
That's horrible.
You know? So we're like, holy shit. She's like, and you know what? You feel bad. Like, you feel bad for the woman. You feel bad for that family, right? Because we're not monsters, right? You know, we're like, this is just a shitty situation.
Yeah.
And, you know, my wife's mother, you know, the grandmother, she's like, just get the money. Let's, you know, she went to the bank. They took out some money. And it was, you know, it was like $3,500, you know? And,
that's crazy.
And, I was exhausted the whole next day. We're thinking, you know, we have another house in Pleasant Valley, you know, that, he rents from us. Or he's in the process of buying, and we're like, we're gonna have to sell that house, get a good lawyer. Like, it was, you know,
it was
such a thing.
It was crazy.
It was a decent amount of money too. It just, you know, it just also, but I was just pumping the brakes and just seeing what is really going on. And I got to make good decisions for me, right? Like, I'm okay with spending $300, but I just. You know.
Yeah, you don't want to throw money. You don't want to see. Okay, so I did a couple things that way you feel comfortable. You can look us up online. So we're located in Fountain Valley, California. So all of our Google partners are in California. You have the physical. So I sent you a text message. You can look this up yourself, but this is just a quicker thing. Yeah. You actually have our physical address there. We're right across from the police station on, you know, in Fountain Valley, and you'll be able to see our actual office, right? So. That's where we're located. We have over 1,075 reviews, 4.3 out of 5 stars for being in business in 20 years. We also, once we do process payment, before we get off the phone, you're going to receive your invoice. That's for tax purposes, right? I'm pretty sure you know that. So you'll have your terms and conditions. So everything is also on a recorded line as well. So, you know, there's nothing to really kind of falsify here. I wouldn't be able to sleep at night if I had to scam people. I wouldn't be able to do that, right? Especially if I.
I hear you. I understand, right? So I'm seeing RNN NOS.
Where's that?
And, Splash, Local Splash, that link you sent me.
Yeah,
Local Splash, up small and medium.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not.
Did you see the. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I see your.
Yeah, see the address. You go onto the website. Yeah, over 1,075 reviews. Yeah, there's nothing to really, you know. And if you go onto the website, too, once again, you'll have our partnership badge there. That's going to take you directly to Google's website. It'll say, you know, BV accredited partner. We're Meta Partners. We're Inc. 500 company. Well, we were huge at one point. We kind of scaled down to be more of a niche type of company. That's all at the website. If you would scroll down, see a little bit more about us. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Trust me, I'm not going to take your money and run to Mexico and say, vamos a la cantina, amigos.
Yeah. Very nice. But, I shipped my motorcycle twice out to the Grandest Dunes. I was out there ripping around.
But, oh, actually, so talking about Glamis, I lived, we all work remote right now since the pandemic. Our headquarters were always there one day a week to have meetings. But I moved, I don't know if you're familiar with California, but you have Southern California, which is Anaheim, where Disneyland's at. So I used to live about, I could see the fireworks from Disneyland every single night from my backyard. I bought a property here in the high desert. So it's kind of like Hesperia, Apple Valley, and Victorville. It's like halfway to Vegas, but you're still in California. And I got an acre of land. So I have quads that I go in my backyard with my kids. And yeah, that's what I do. I'm like, and you can ride around town like that too. It's just, I love it.
Oh,
I'm all about the outdoors. Yeah. So
yeah,
spent
some time in Ocala and Calabash.
Okay.
And obviously San Diego. You know, we'd fly into San Diego and then we'd watch the Supercross in San Diego at the,
that's awesome,
the Superdome there. And
yeah,
then we'd go to Hodad's because we were friends with this guy Junior. He came from New York. We'd go to Hodad's, have some burgers.
Okay.
And,
okay.
And then freaking head out to Glamis there. I won like $600 on casino on the way out to Glamis one day.
Really?
Yeah, we just stopped in. We seen the casino because at the time there weren't really that many casinos in New York. So we're like, ah, screw it, you know. We were waiting for the tractor trailer to bring our machines anyway. We had a little time to kill.
Mm-hmm.
I went in and played some slot machines. I put like $20 into a slot machine, you know, and I walked out with like almost $600 of their money.
There you go.
That was neat. I want to go back out. I think it's more populated now, and I know they.
Yes,
found
it is.
At one point, like they had like a couple, like 1,000 acres shut down because they thought this one plant was, you know, a dying plant out there. It was.
And then all
of a sudden they found it. Like it was. Then somebody was like, "That shit's everywhere, right? It's everywhere in California, right?" And then they opened up the rest of the park, but there were some good. I rode my motorcycle into Mexico once over there. This little park called Buttercup. You see all the canals leaving the U.S. into Mexico. You know, you see the border. But I rode my motorcycle into Mexico, and they just had these little concrete, like, statues, like property markers, you know. This is like Dominican Republic, Mexico or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And then United States of America, and you can see where the federales. Well,
no way.
You know, they're on a beaten path on their thing. So I went into Mexico. I did a couple donuts, and I got scared, and I just came back. There's this little diner out there called Dooner's Diner right there. We had to go there and get some fuel. It came in a 5-gallon can, like Cam 2. Filling up our motorcycles. Dude, and there was one spot out there. We Googled. There was, like, an oasis, right? There's a pond out in the middle of somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, so we, you know, a group of us, we Googled it, we put in a GPS, and there's like 30 of us just riding, you know, out there. We're like, let's go check this thing out. And there was this huge signs, like 15 by 30 huge billboards out in the desert that said, like U.S. government property, do not enter, unexploded ordnance. And here's like 30 guys on bikes, like, hey. zero F to give, you know.
Oh man, let me. Were you guys drinking by chance? That makes it more.
Clear. Oh yeah.
Oh, okay,
gotcha. Time. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like that explains, you know.
Zero F given, you know.
That's awesome. Well, it sounds like a lot. It sounds like you got to do one of those trips again. You know, that's one of the things I try to do a couple times a year is just disconnect myself. You know, especially being, you know, in the line of work that I do, or even you. I mean, you're a business owner, so you could just imagine how much stuff you have to really deal with. But, you know, having a disconnect is always good. And that's where I went last. In July, I went to Mexico. I went to Mexico for 3 weeks, and I went to the pyramids out there, and I went to Puebla, these other different towns, and next to the beach. It was just, it was amazing. Yeah, it was a really good disconnect. And that your money goes further too, you know. Compared to here, so.
So we have a timeshare out in Mexico at the Palace. You know, it's five like resorts, you know, so we're out that way a bit, you know. But it's, I haven't been out in a little bit, But I want to try to get out there maybe this winter. But
all
right, here's my card information.
Okay.
Because I gotta get out of here.
Okay. No worries.
It's a Visa, and okay. Then the number is 4246-3154-2938-7374.
Okay. And
expired 1229.
1229, okay. Okay. And there's a security code.
682.
Okay. So right now you're going to get your invoice. I want to make sure you get that so that way you know, before the conversation ends here. I'm also sending you a confirmation for the onboarding call on Monday. That's going to be at 10 a.m. And that's going to be sent here to your email in the next few minutes. But while I do that, I'll read this voice verification. This is also for your protection. And once again, it's just for you, right? So if there's any questions you have, please let me know and I'll be able to clarify it for you, rephrase it so that way you understand it. Okay. Now it does say, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call is recorded for quality assurance and to outline the service agreement, and it's an added form of protection for you. It does say to you, ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
TNT Property Maintenance and Development, LLC.
Okay. Awesome, thank you. Please state your name and the title within the business.
Thomas Kamash, owner.
Okay, thank you. And it says, are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Now it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls or text messages from Local Splash when necessary?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, and then and also, just so you know, you're already verified through Google, so this part doesn't really pertain to you. It's basically asking, you know, for licensing or proof of insurance, but you already did your Google verification, so that's already good to go. Also, you know, as a result of increased visibility, you may get calls from other companies unrelated to Local Splash. So there's other companies out there, and this is where you got to be careful, right? Like you mentioned, those scam companies. We're going to give you a security question, and you give me a security answer. So when we call you, you know it's us calling you, not a different company. But they do have three questions to choose from: your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
The city I was born in.
Okay, and what city was that?
Okay, and what city was that?
Putnam County.
Okay, wait, I'm sorry, what was that?
Putnam County, P-U-T-N-A-M. County.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. All right, I put that as a security answer. All right, got that. All right, so then the next thing I wanted to say here is, let's see. Okay, there we go. So your payment for the initial term, so we did waive your setup fee of $99. It is only going to be $299, right? So once again, we want you to give us a three-month verbal agreement to make sure that you see the results. You can discontinue your agreement at any time. All you got to do is just call client support. And what I'm doing right now, too, is I'm sending you my direct phone number, and you can call me with any questions or concerns that you have, okay? Did you get your invoice already by chance, Tom? Or email and then also text message as well. So, and I sent you another text message with my contact information. My name is Chris. You'll have my extension.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, so you got everything? Okay.
Yeah.
Your invoice?
So, yeah.
Invoice is welcome. Okay, good. So that's, once again, that's 100%, you know, kind of safe. You're good there. And then the only last thing that's here is just having that onboarding call. I'm sending you, typing a quick email right now to send over to you. It's an invitation, and that's going to be at 10 a.m., all right? If you do have any other questions, you can always reach out to me directly, and then I'll be able to take care of any questions or concerns you may have, all right? But we're pretty much all set here. Once we get you programmed, we'll get you dialed in. I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to work with you. And once again, having Google, you're not going to need Home Advisor down the road. I don't know if they have you in a contract that they do. I don't know what their terms are, but, you know, once you see what's going on through here, you're gonna stick with Google for the most part. So just giving you that heads up.
Okay.
Any other questions or any other concerns that you have, Tom, before? No?
No, Chris. No, I think we're good, brother.
Yeah. Okay. Well, awesome. Well, hey, I wish you, you know, happy holidays or Thanksgiving. I don't know if you got family going on, but I know I will. I'm definitely excited about leaving here in the next few hours. You know, we'll talk to you on Monday, and we'll get everything squared away for your programming, okay?
Sounds good, Chris. Thank you very much. And really,
you
enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you as well. Thank you, Tom. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.